leaves.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. It's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's check out the temperatures around the state. Looks like 85 degrees is the hot spot in western Oklahoma. It's Hollis and Buffalo. 83 at Hobart, 82 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 80 degrees at Woodward, 83 at Slapout. Over here to the east, Lahoma, you're 85 degrees. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, we got 85 at Lipscomb, 84 at Miami, 82 at Dozier, and 82 at Odell and Childress. You're 83 degrees. Anyway, I don't know. I think it's supposed to get warm today, but it's pretty cloudy. It was when I looked out the last time, which was quite a while ago. Anyway, it was a lot nicer this morning than has been. It was hot, but at least when the sun wasn't blaring at you and it was humid. So anyway, how's you guys' grasshoppers doing? Is your population multiplying? I noticed this morning grasshoppers, I didn't have my phone with me. I went out to check the Truticow that we're going to try to cut later this week, and there was a grasshopper sitting on top of that head with a partial kernel in its paws, and it was eating on it, and I didn't even phase him. So guess what? I slapped him with both hands. He made me mad. Anyway, it's going to be the year of the grasshoppers, I'm afraid. Anyway, what's going on? And, wheat harvest is winding down for the most part south of I-40. They're getting, I think they're as far as maybe I-70 in Kansas cutting already. So it's going, it's getting it. One thing about not getting much rain, is good combining weather, but we'll see what's happening. Well, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture in the United States. Soybean futures were modestly higher in overnight trading after crop ratings declined. 70% of the U.S. soybeans were in good or excellent conditions as of Sunday, according to the USDA. That's down from 72% a week earlier, but still well above the 54% that earned top ratings this time last year. About 82% of the crop has emerged from the ground, up from 70% a week earlier, and 79% is the prior five-year average. Prices also may be rising on technical buying after prices yesterday dropped 22 cents. Investors who were short the market or bet on lower prices may be buying back contracts and liquidating their positions. Corn futures were also moderately higher overnight as 72% of the U.S. crop was in good or excellent condition. That's down from 74% 7 days earlier. Emergence is almost complete with 93% out of the ground, up from 85% last week and the average of 92%, the USDA said. Spring wheat planting is 95% complete, up from 87% a week earlier and the average of 93%. 4% of the crop was headed behind the average of 7% this time last year. Winter wheat harvest continues with 27% in the bin. According to the USDA, that's up from 12% a week earlier and well ahead of the average of 14%. 49% of the winter wheat crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, up from 47% the week prior and 38% a year earlier. Soybeans for July delivery rose 3 pennies to $11.33 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $2.20 to $3.47.10 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.08 cents to 43.81 cents a pound. Corn futures were up 2.25 to 465.25 a bushel. Wheat for July delivery fell overnight in Chicago 2 cents to 606, and Kansas City futures lost 0.5 cent to 615 a bushel. And what I seen a while ago, it's not got any better for hard red winter wheat. Inspections of corn for overseas delivery fell week to week, while wheat and bean assessments improved, according to data from the USDA. Corn inspections total 1.29 million metric tons in the week through June 13th. That's down from 1.34 million a week earlier, but still higher than 830,000 tons examined a year ago. Wheat assessments were reported at 374,000 tons. That's up from 352,000 a week earlier and 235,000 tons last year. Examinations of soybeans for exports also were on the rise, jumping to 334,000 tons from 234,000 tons a week earlier, and they only examined 179,000 tons last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 40.4 million metric tons of corn from overseas delivery. That's up from 31.9 million same period last year. Soybean inspections since the beginning of September now stand at 40.9 million, down from 49 million tons assessed same time frame last year. Wheat assessments since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st total 671,453 tons, up from 554,000 tons same point last year. All right, let's see what kind of crazy weather is going on in our farm belt. Kansas seems to be the talk right now. Floods and fierce winds are forecast for much of western and central Kansas this evening into tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service. As much as 6 inches of rain have fallen this month, which along with high moisture content in the soils and another 1 to 3 inches of precipitation will lead to isolated flash flooding in central and southwestern and western central Kansas. Excessive runoff may result in flooding the rivers, creeks, streams, and other, and that's where they're trying to get combining, so that's not looking too good. In eastern Iowa and northern Illinois, extreme heat is expected this afternoon. Heat indexes are forecast to be in the triple digits today, which may lead to heat illness for working outside for extended periods of time. So anyway, we got heat. We got lots of flooding rains in parts of the Midwest, and down here in little old Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle, we're just waiting for the wind to gust over 40 to 45, because that's what is in the forecast for sure. Brandon Hickey coming on in our next segment to give us an update of what happened on the auctions Friday and Saturday at Elk City in the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Sale Barns. I got a question for you guys, and I really would love some participation from you guys. Our ag text line is 580-225-9697. Seems like this is coming up quite often. So let's just share some thoughts. And because I want everybody to hear both sides, but these electronic identification tags have got the tempers going, I guess, if you want to say. A lot of motion on these things, and I want to hear your thoughts on it. I hear anywhere from people saying, oh, it's just another way for the cattle to, or the government to track us. It's a government deal. You know how we all are. It's just a natural reaction when you hear the government wanting to add something already to the farming and ranching industry. You always cringe, but there's a lot of different sides to the stories. I got a little tidbit from Dr. Biggs at Rosalind Big, the vet up at the Oklahoma State University. I got a little bit of that to go on. Brandon will be on here, and we'll talk a little bit about it after we talk about the how the sales are going, prices and all that. And then I seen on, had a friend forward this to me on Facebook, and we got some comments from Representative Thomas Massey, a U.S. Representative Tom Massey out of Kentucky, and we got a reply from Representative Hageman. I hope I said that right. Anyway, I'm going to try to get one of the two or both of these on the show eventually over the next couple of months, and including our own Frank Lucas, and because he's the most experienced in agriculture in Oklahoma as far as I'm concerned, and get their thoughts on it, on these electronic ID. I talked to one guy, he doesn't like it, and I talked to the next guy, says it don't doesn't make him no difference, he's gonna do it anyway. And so anyway, we're gonna see what expires from this. So anyway, we're going to take a Stockman Vets Clinic break. We come back, I'll have Brandon Hickey on, and then also we'll later on in the show, I'll have your Lipscomb's Dealerships current ag market update coming up later on in the show instead of the next segment. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate, and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report from Monday, June 17th. 1,233 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 453 brought 321. 9 at 609 brought 292. 8 at 666 brought 288. 5 at 905 brought 237. 17 at 909 brought 237. 4 at 951 brought 227. 23 at 952 brought 229. 4 head of heifers at 286 brought 353. 12. 3 at 583 brought 229.
28. 5 at 667 brought 242. 13 at 787 brought 238. 56 at 852 brought 229.10. 50 at 985 brought 212. Butcher cows were 137 to 178. Butcher bulls brought 52 to 154. Bred cows were 1350 to 2650. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. McLean, Texas. Here is your ag weather update for out there in the Texas Panhandle. 82 degrees, heat index of 85, humidity 65%, dew point 69. Winds are out of the south at 21 with gusts up to 30. Peak wind gust today, 43 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 1.78 inches of rain. That's a little different for McLean this time of the year. 8-inch soil temperature, 82 degrees. Well, on the phone with me today, and he might regret this today because I got some breaking news for him in two or three different categories later on. But anyway, it's Brandon Hickey. Hey, boss.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Man, you're a popular guy today.
I am.
Yeah, you'll later on we'll find out why.
You're making me nervous.
Hey, I will tell you something though that scared me today on Facebook. You would not believe who sent me a friend request.
Uh-huh.
She's got really short gray hair. Does that help?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know who you might be talking about. Suppose that was for real, or you suppose she'd been hacked?
We'll find out. We'll see. I'll monitor her friend status on social media for the next few weeks to see if it was just an accident or what. But, or we'll see how my food tastes Friday at the sale barn.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, man, you had some great sales. I mean, this is almost July, and you're still got well over 1,000 head coming into both places.
Yes, yeah, I've been very, very pleasantly surprised about the numbers. I really figured, you know, we would be, down in that 6,000 head range, but had good runs at both barns this week, and my goodness, what a market.
Oh, yeah. It's well, let's just start with Elk City. You had over 1,400, 1,435 to be exact. But, I mean, it doesn't matter what weight you're looking at. They're doing really well.
There is. There's just a lot of buyer interest in every weight class and from the little bitty babies all the way up to the great big 1,000, 1,100 pounders. Just really, really good market, really good buyer interest on every weight class and both sexes of the calves. It's easy right now.
Yeah, you know what, and then that's okay because cattle producers for the last up till last year for last four, five, since 2016, 2015, they've been having to really work hard to get prices.
Yeah, you know, since we kind of got our numbers back up after the 11 and 12 drought, you know, it went down a lot faster than anybody was expecting, I think. You know, everybody got to sell one or maybe two pretty high dollar calves after we kind of got stocked back. But boy, that third one was sure not the prices that we were expecting or hoping for. And so this is... This is a nice reprieve. You know, everybody's making some pretty good money right now. It's a little bit unnerving. You know, the cost of beef is getting high in the stores, and with all the other things, it's getting high and everything. You know, you're a little bit concerned about how much higher can it go, how much longer can it last. But you know, all I know is, and get it while the getting's good.
Yes, get her while the getting's good. And you know what? The demand for beef in the stores and buying out on the from the farm and ranch is still there. I mean, for now,
oh, it is.
It's still there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's remarkable the amount of demand that we've got with the prices where they're at, and it's still, and you know, and we're getting into grilling season here, you know, going into 4th of July. I mean, this is our prime time. I mean, you know, and so we should stay really good here for a while. And the telltale for all of us is going to be, as we start into this fall. I mean, I think the calf prices are going to stay good because the numbers are going to be short enough. But, what that beef demand looks like once we get past Labor Day, is going to tell a story to us. You know, are we at a plateau, or, you know, is this as high as we're going to go, or are we going to just continue to drift up because we're not, the supply is going to be down, or are we actually going to go back down the other direction because the consumer says that, you know, we've got to start pinching pennies somewhere, and this is one of the first places that. So, you know, I'm really excited about from now till Labor Day, you know, on beef demand and fat cattle prices, and then I'm going to be really watchful and going to be really curious what it looks like going forward from Labor Day on, because I think that's going to really tell us the story about, you know, what our demand's going to look like going through the fall and the winter. Once we get past Labor Day, is going to be an interesting thing.
And we can't forget, or we should remember, let me rephrase that, because I'm sure my wife's listening, and she's a teacher, and I'm not supposed to use the word but and forget. I'm supposed to use remember. Don't remember, or you didn't remember, or you should remember is what I'm supposed to be getting. This is election year.
Yes.
Keep that in your mind. Matter of fact, you're supposed to be out voting today, everybody, so you better. Today is the primary, so everybody needs to go vote, or you don't have any say so this fall, if I remember the rules right. But anyway, there. Well, one of the deals at Elk City caught my attention, and I did the math on it, and it was a bunch out of Cheyenne, 32 head, weighing 464, that were weaned 352.50 per hundredweight. Man, that's great. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Them guys had done it right. I mean, they put a full 90 days on them calves, had them on grass, just very light feeding of the cake and the hay, and didn't put a lot of extra input in them, was for the most part letting the grass do the work of the growing the cattle, and, you know, put a full complete 90 days on them and put two rounds of vaccines in those calves. And I mean, they come in there just picture perfect, and they got rewarded for it, and that's a really great, great program to do if you've got the grass to, you know, where the sunlight and the grass can do the bulk of the work for you, and you don't have to spend a lot of money on feed. There's nothing better than that than getting rewarded for letting your grass and the sunlight do the bulk of the work for you. And them guys done it. They did get a good program, and of course, good quality cattle. They had another set weighed a bigger set. I believe they weighed 534. And brought 235.50. I just do a random sampling, so they wasn't in the random sampling.
But, right.
You know, they had a good day. They had a good day, but they'd done a good program. They'd have done a good job. They'd done it right, and they were able to do it with not a whole lot of input because they had, you know, had the grass to put the weight and the weaning time on them calves, and they got rewarded for it.
Yes, and then on the lady side, same thing. There was a small bunch out of Mangum that were weaned weighing 544, brought 286. I'm just like, whoa.
Yes, sir.
And then the slaughter cows and the slaughter bulls, they're just nothing changed on them since March?
Well, you know, we had a little drop off back there in late April, early May, but it was pretty marginal, you know, but since then, you know, the last 3 weeks, we've been steady to drifting a little bit higher every week, and these guys, the guys that are buying these Packer cows and bulls, I mean, they're really anticipating we may get, you know, we're not done. We're going to drift a little higher yet because, they don't feel like there's any numbers going to be showing up to increase the supply, and as we've already talked about, the demand so far is not going anywhere. When we're getting into grilling season, and it's not, you know, we're already here mid-June, and so, 60 days from now, you know, it's going to be time to start providing hamburger for the schools again and whatnot, and get them cafeteria orders and whatnot. And so we got, you know, got a lot of things, a lot of demand looking down the road, a lot of demand for the next 90 days, and really not any extra supply showing up to meet that. So, you know, that should say, you know, if supply and demand's dictating these things, these prices should continue to drift up a little bit. I know some of these packing houses, they've started laying in some cows to feed, trying to kind of offset the lack of supply that they see coming. They're sure enough starting to put some cows on feed, but you know that's helping us now. You know, they're hoping that that'll curb the supply problem a little bit down the road, but whether or not it works, we'll see in 60 days.
Yep. And then let's move on over to what, east of Clinton, 1,233 head. Yeah, the buyers must have been excited yesterday, because for your random picks, it looks like you had some pretty good sized groups come in.
We did. We did had some nice sized groups, some nice consignments. Again, you know, more than we was expecting. Glad to have more of those cattle and calves show up than what we're expecting. I really like it good when I've had enough calls and know what's coming and know exactly what we're going to have, but that doesn't always happen. So it's nice to have a surprise every once in a while of some more cattle showing up than what you was really expecting. But yeah, we had some really nice feeder cattle come in. A gentleman from down there, Mountain View area, brought us an outstanding set of steers that sorted up into three bunches, and he ended up dollaring out well over 2,000. His net was well over $2,000 a head on those steers, you know, that's just great to be able to get that back to these producers and have them walk out of there with that kind of money to, you know, they need it. Their inputs are high, the fertilizer is high, the diesel's high, you know, the feed has come down a little bit, which is nice to see our feed costs come down a little bit. But the other inputs, you know, aren't really going anywhere. So it's nice to these guys to be able to pay their bills, pay their bankers, and have some money left over. And that's a nice change from what we've seen a lot of years.
And maybe take a vacation without putting it on your credit card.
I talked to one of our consigners there Monday from over there in the Thomas area, and he was talking about that he was going to sell out all of his stalker calves and take a vacation. So he hadn't had a vacation in 5 years, and then he got to figuring up, and Dad Burnett, his LRPs wouldn't allow him to sell them all at once. He had to hold some of them to end of August, so he was going to miss out on his vacation chance again.
Well, maybe he can go elk hunting in Colorado or New Mexico later on in the fall. But that is, anyway, there's you had some really big groups there, and it just, I mean, again, wonderful prices. We can sit here and talk about them all the time, all you want, and you know, the slaughter cows and bulls, same thing. So here's my question for you on slaughter cows. So Monday, if I remember, not that I forgot, but if I remember, I always try to look at the Oklahoma and Texas USDA auction reports. And I'm not shocked, but I'm just amazed, I think is the word for it, that there's a, how many cows are still being sold, and bulls. And right. So are they being replaced? Do you think they're being replaced? Or if people just sitting there going, finally, it took a month or two for them to set in and say, man, I'm going to get rid of these 10-year-olds or these 12-year-olds or whatever and get rid of them. And maybe this fall, if it's raining and stuff and I get some wheat pasture, maybe I'll get some heifers to replace it. Is that what they're thinking? Is that one of their thoughts?
Well, you know, I think that's one of the factors, you know, and made me thinking that, you know, we're going to start replacing some heifers this fall, but I think that's probably a pretty small percentage. You know, what we're really seeing as much as anything, and this is bad, but it's just the situation that we're in. but we're really seeing a lot of cows that ordinarily would go back home, go back out to somebody's ranch, and the guys that are needing them, that are wanting to restock, are not being willing to give the price that it's taken to even whip the packer out.
Gotcha.
We sold some cows there Monday. We had a dispersal deal off of a guy there Monday, and there was some of his cows that did end up going back out to the country. But he didn't have anything younger than a 7-year-old, and his 7- and 8-year-old heavy bred cows was bringing 2100 and 2200, and that was basically what it took to keep the packers from buying. And so, you know, you that's scary to people. You know, 2100 on a cow that, you know, conceivably you've got you're going to get 2 to 4 calves out of, you know, on a 7- or 8-year-old cow, a cow that's mouthing as a 7 or 8, you're hoping to get 2 to 4 calves more out of them, you know, two at the minimum, 4 at the maximum is what you're expecting. So to give your initial investment to be $2,100 on those cows is, you know, that's a little scary to step out and do that, but that's what it's taking right now to keep them out of the packers' hands. And so, you know, you're seeing a lot of really young cows, and some of them even bred, that are ending up to packers to try to meet their demand, and you know, and they're getting out of circulation, you know, 3 to 5 years earlier than they would be ordinarily.
So, yeah, and then plus, you know, there's so many different thoughts. Yours is there. You just explained is probably the biggest main reason. And then, you know, our producers, age generation, or the generation age is getting older right now. And I think there's some people that are just, you know, they're done. They're selling out and they're done. They're going to lease their land out or let the kids take it over or whatever, or maybe one of their kids marries into it. Who knows? Get someone that, as a famous Lake Newcomb would say, the only way you can afford to get into the business today is to marry into it.
And if that happens, you better darn well stay married into it.
Hey, go ahead.
And another thing that we've got going on that, you know, that's kind of the, Nobody talks about this a lot, but it is a very big factor in what's going on right now in our restocking, you know, and especially with the younger generation. But you know, when you go to talking about a $2,000-$4,000 replacement cost, you know, and by $4,000, you know, you're talking about some sure enough front end cows bred back type of a thing, you know, but somewhere between $2,000 to $4,000 to stock back with anything, and we're sitting on. With 10% interest rates right now, and that's another factor that makes this thing hard to do. It makes it hard to pull the trigger on. It makes it hard to. I mean, you know, if we stay at the levels we're at now, those cows still pay out in 2 to 3 years, 2 to 3 calves. Just you know, it's the same math that we've worked on forever. You know, way back when we was selling $800 pairs, $1,200 pairs, you know, $2,000 pairs. It's still the same math. It's still figuring, you know, 2 to 3 calves to pay for your young cow that you're getting, that you're putting back in your herd. But, you know, everybody's still fresh on their mind that last time when we restocked in 14 and 15, you know, they only got 2 calves at the prices they were expecting, and then that third one was almost half. And so that, you know, it makes it hard to pay for those cows, and then you add almost double the interest that we were in 2015-16.
Yes.
When we were restocking, we're almost double on our interest rates. I mean, it's another very a very big factor that has to be factored in and considered in and makes it hard. Yep. I mean, it makes it adds to the risk. And so I really, really would like to see that you know, this inflation kind of get under control and they going the other way with these interest rates. But there's going to have to be some changes happen before that happens. So.
Right. Well, there, you guys, you're listening to Brandon Hickey, big dog for the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Do you got, Okay, so you got one more second, one more minute? I got a couple of questions for you. First, I know nothing about this question. It just come up on the text line, but it says, ask Brandon where Nate is going this weekend. I don't know what the story is behind that. You don't have to answer.
Nate, my son Nate, made top four in the state of Oklahoma, which qualified him to go compete in the 4-H National Championships at Grand Island, Nebraska.
Really?
All of next week.
Cool.
Yeah, shooting sports.
Oh.
So he shoot trap, skeet, and sporting plays all of next week in Grand Island, Nebraska.
That must
And I'm
be.
Glad you brought that up, because that also lets me tell everybody, and for you to put it out there, because of that fact, we are actually going to take two Fridays off at Elk City this year over the 4th of July break instead of just one like we normally do. So this Friday will be our last sale. We will not have a sale June 28th or July 5th because we will be on our normal vacation part of that time that we take over the 4th of July. But the first week of that, we are all headed to Grand Island, Nebraska for the 4-H National Shooting Championship.
Awesome.
For Nate.
So, That text so, must have been from Monty Tucker, I'm guessing.
That would probably be my guess, yeah. Or maybe Paul Hightower.
No, this is a 515, so that tells me that's a cellular, old cellular one guy out there in Roger Mills County. But anyway.
Nate is very excited. We're very excited. So this Friday will be our last sale at Elk City. And then we will have a sale Monday at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, and then we will be closed for July 1st at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. We won't have a sale there July 1st, but we will be back started up again at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction on July the 8th, and at Elk City Livestock Auction on July the 12th. So we will miss two Fridays and one Monday. So I'm glad you brought that up so I could put that out there.
Man, yeah, I'm glad you did. So this will be the last one at Elk City this coming Friday, and then you're taking two Fridays off, but you're only missing one Monday at Western Oklahoma, it sounds like.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Very good. And then that's good. All right. I got about 3 minutes before, along with Landon Lowberger and Caleb Stone. Congratulations to all those guys. Good job, guys. I love that. And yeah, I love shooting sports. I haven't got out there because I know what'll happen. I'll get out there and all those kids that I brag on will see me shoot, and then I won't be their hero no more.
We have three Western Oklahoma boys that qualified, two Beckham County shooters and a Custer County shooter that qualified, that are headed up there beginning Saturday, start competition shooting. They got some other activities that they will partake in Sunday and Monday, but actually start competition shooting on beginning Tuesday of this week. So we got the four qualifiers: two from Beckham County, one from Custer County, and then a young man from Pontotoc County are all headed up there to represent Oklahoma in the 4-H National Shooting Championship.
So I take it you're going up there.
That's shotgun sports.
Yeah.
That is just the shotgun sports. Now, there are several other Oklahoma kids going for air rifle, I believe archery, I think maybe .22 pistol, hunting education. It is a big deal at Grand Island, Nebraska all this week. So there are several other, numerous other Oklahoma kids that are going up there to represent our state that qualified as top four in their disciplines as well all this week at Grand Island, Nebraska.
All right, and I take it you are going?
Yes, absolutely. All right. You can only go, your child can only go once, so I'm not going to miss out on that.
Oh, cool. So here's the deal. There at Grand Island, there's Applebee's on the northwest corner of that exit where, what is that, I-80 comes across there, or I-80, I believe. Anyway, there's Applebee's there on that northwest corner of that intersection. When you go to Grand Island, you got to try out the chicken wings. They're really good.
Okay.
I used to drive through there once every 2 to 4 weeks and stop in there and get me something for the road, and, man, them chicken wings were good. Check it out.
Yep, we will have to do that.
Well,
we will have to do that.
I burn up most of my time with you, so I'm going to have to save my subject for next. So are you going to be on the show next Tuesday, or are you going to be gone?
I will be gone, but unless Nate's right in the middle of shooting around, I should be able to where I can talk on the talk on the phone, because I will still be putting together the market samples and getting them out to you and whatnot. Even though I'll be gone, I'll still be organizing the sale and then getting all the reports and everything done as usual on Monday and Tuesday. So
okay,
unless at 12:15 when it's my turn for you to call me, unless at 12:15 we're right in the middle of him shooting around, I should be able to talk.
All right, very good, because we're going to talk about these electronic IDs one more time.
Okay.
So anyway,
I figure that'll be a lot more than one more time before this deal's all said and done. But that's all right.
Probably so. Well, Brandon Hickey, big boss, big dog at the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, thank you so much for coming on and been very informative again today. And probably see you Friday.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.
You bet. Thank you, Jimmy.
Bye. All right, we're going to take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, I'll have your forecast for Northwestern Oklahoma and have your Lipson's Dealerships Ag Market update, because we're running out of time. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
I wanted to be a fireman. I was working for a great farm and rancher in town. Thank the world of them. I was working there, and my whole plan was to go to school and be either an ag teacher or a football coach or something like that. The rancher was great, wonderful man. I think a lot of that whole family, but I needed something more to make it through college. You know, I needed, whether it's more money or whatever. And Grandpa told me, he's like, you need to learn a trade to help you kind of get through.
And after a couple of hard decisions, Brandon Culver decided to start his own business. Brandon, why do you think the people that you work for trust you with their electrical work?
Well, we're far from perfect. If we say this is going to work, by golly, it's going to work, or we'll die trying. And I am very picky. All these guys are picky, and we will stand by the best quality in the state, or we're not going to put our name on it. I'm Brandon Culver with Culver Electric. If you need anything electrical or generators, give us a call.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed, at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back.
Let's see here. I had to go get me a glass of water, but it won't take me a second to get caught up here. Let's go with Woodward for your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. 82 degrees, feels like 85, dew point 68, humidity 64. The winds are out of the south at 25, gusting up to 33. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. Sunset at 8:58. 20% chance of storms today, 92 for a high, with winds 24 to 26 with gusts up to 40. Tonight, same thing. Wind 74 low, 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow looks like the winds calm down a little bit. 30% chance of thunderstorms and 89 for a high. Not too bad, not too shabby. I'll take it for this time of the year. All right. As most springtime calving is winding down, it's time to prepare for breeding season. We're here to help you with your AI project needs and supplies. We can assist with everything from planning to complete turnkey breeding services. Also, as bull turnout is approaching, please don't neglect to schedule your herd bulls for a complete breeding soundness exam. It's the cheapest and most effective way to ensure your next calf crop. Spring is also a great time to treat our cows and calves for all internal and external parasites as well. We are seeing ticks and lice already affecting some herds with the great cattle prices. Let's visit and make sure we are vaccinating our calves to help them maximize their health and value. We're here to help with all your livestock, horse, and pet needs whenever you need us. Stop by Stockman's Vet anytime at 1019 South Main Street in Elk City or call 225-0200, 580-225-0200 to schedule an appointment or for after-hours emergency service. And there you have it. Okay, let's do the Lipscomb's dealerships ag market update. Let's see what's happening here. July corn, 450, up 7. September, 456, up 6. Soybeans, July, 1172, up 14 and a quarter. August is 1156, up 10. Soybean meal for July, 364.50, up 420. August, 350.60, up 240. Soybean oil, July, 44.49, up 76. August, 44.69, up 75. Hard red winter wheat still going backwards. July 601 down 4.5. September is 610 down 5.5. Cotton back up above the 70 mark for a change here this week. July cotton 70.98 up 104. June live cattle down 17 at 186.87. August 182.22 up 57. Feeder cattle August 259.80 down 152. September's 261 down 157. Lean hogs July 94.15 down 122. Looks like the Dow and the NASDAQ and S&P are in the green just a little bit, but they're still in the green. Natural gas is up to for July at 290. And what's it? Oh, oil's up over 80 a barrel. July's 81.39, up 106. So anyway, let's go ahead and take my last break. When I come back, we'll briefly talk about the electronic identification tags. We'll just keep that in their conversation for the next 2 or 3 weeks. But I want to hear both sides' opinions. I really do. I mean, I have my opinions. Everybody else got their opinions. They might all be right. Some might be wrong. I don't know. But anyway, that's why we're going to talk about it. Hear both sides of the story. Be right back after the Stockman's Vet Clinic break.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, everybody, just calm down. I know I just told a beef auction guy to eat chicken wings in Grand Island, Nebraska. Well, guess what? That's just to get starters. Then you can bring in your T-bone steak to finish it up. Don't ever, everybody get their panties in a wad. Come on. It'll be all right. I don't eat chicken but a couple times a year, but anyway, it'll be just fine. Anyway, all right, let's check out your forecast. Eric, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 68 is the dew point. 61 is humidity. Temperature is 83. The winds are out of the south at 26 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Looks like everything else is broke down over there at that Mesonet Center. Sunset 8:56. 20% chance of thunderstorms today. 92 tonight. 69 for low, 20% slight chance of thunderstorms, and the winds continue. Tomorrow looks like the winds back off just a little, but they'll still be going 14 to 16 with gust up to 20, 25. 89 for a high, so it's going to be a little bit cooler. Okay. All right. I think I'm going to save the electronic ID deal for tomorrow. I have got some opinions, and I've got them recorded. So I'm going to save it for Mark because I only got a couple minutes left, and this is more than a two-minute conversation. But today is Heyday Tuesday, but I seen a short article in here about horses, and I want to share it with you real quick. There are still those horse owners who think that hay treated with the organic acid preservative could be bad for their health or performance effects on their animals. Products such as the buffered propionic acid are sometimes used to prevent heating and molding in hay after it's harvested. Typically, this is only done when the hay's harvest moisture is marginally above the optimal level for safe storage. Generally, hay baled at 15% moisture or below is unlikely to mold. And I ran out of time. Jorgen is just do this tomorrow also. My bad. Anyway, you guys have a great day. You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Also, KWFX 100.1 out of Woodward. See you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the hottest country music on the planet.
This is KEC.